Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Welcome to Friday's podcast. Thank you for journeying with me throughout this week. Next week, my friend and colleague Alan Ward will lead us on through Matthew's Gospel. Our reading today is Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 17. But we'll focus on the first verses, verses 1 and 2. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. A thought for the day. Is COVID-19 a kind of time of testing? Well, yes, in some ways, I believe it is. I don't think that God sent it, but I do believe that somehow he'll use it. Times of testing aren't pleasant, but they can be really powerful. Today's passage, we see that Jesus goes through a time of testing. In fact, it's 40 days without food. It's 40 days alone. It would have been hugely challenging. And there are times in our lives when we go through what feels like a time of testing. Sometimes it's clear that God's in it. Sometimes it's not clear. And sometimes it's just downright infuriating. God uses testing seasons from time to time. We see in the people of God, for example, they were tested in the desert as they left Egypt. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 1 to 5 tells us what God's purposes were for the Israelites during their 40 years in the desert. It says in verse 2, "To humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart." The same challenge is placed before Jesus. The desert is a hot and harsh environment. All comforts are stripped away. For Jesus, he was totally reliant on God, his Father, to meet his needs. It's a vulnerable place to be. In fact, the desert was quite a dangerous place to be. You could die from exposure, or you could be totally vulnerable to attack from thieves. But this idea of testing, we see in various biblical characters, are the places and times that God uses to prepare his people. Now, next Monday, this is a change in the government's lockdown policy. It means that you might not get to see your wider family for a while, or you get to hang out with some of your friends, and that's going to be a challenge. So while testing is used by God to grow character, we need to be careful in those times not to give into temptation. And here's the distinction. Testing grows character. Temptation can cause us to stumble. And whilst Jesus is being tested, the devil tries to tempt him. He waits for him to be at his weakest point, his lowest ebb, and then in such a subtle way, asks a number of leading questions. The first two temptations start with this: if you are. And the final one is this: I'll give you all this, blah, 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 if. It's said that those temptations relate to appetite, physical food, but also can refer to things like money, sex or power, a sense of approval, what do people think of us, whether we're held in high esteem or not, and finally ambition. These three things going unchecked in our lives can trip us up. I've heard it taught that we're most vulnerable to temptation when we're either hungry, angry, lonely and tired. Halt. It seems a bit trite, but I think it's true. I've even heard a Christian psychologist say recently if we're dehydrated, it can cause a chemical imbalance in the brain. That could affect us when we're tempted too. We need to remain hopeful that God will use this crazy season for his good. But we need to make sure that we're committed in this season to remaining healthy. What I mean is that we need to be self-aware. We need to know our hunger levels. We know to our anger levels. If we're lonely, we need to make sure that we're still being really connected with friends. And we need to keep a check on our tiredness levels. All these things can make resisting temptation even harder. And it strikes me that the only point at which Jesus actually engages with the devil is when he quotes scripture at him. Yes, we need to stay hydrated. Yes, we need to stay healthy. Yes, we need to take care of our emotional health throughout this season. But without wanting to sound really cheesy, the way that Jesus tackles the devil head on is by quoting scripture. And while I don't want to heap guilt on people during what is a really challenging time, at some point we're going to have to admit that biblical illiteracy is a problem. And that problem isn't going to get any better unless we begin to talk about it. You see, whether we like it or not, Jesus battles the devil with the scriptures. As we journey this next season as a church, we'll need to draw close to the Lord. That's his invitation to us. To encourage each other to have a deep hunger in our heart for Jesus, which also will include a hunger for his word. So at the end of this week, I'm just going to leave us with this question. What habits can we take up during lockdown that will help us walk with the Lord in a closer way? Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this season. Even though it's hard, we trust that you will use it to reveal your purposes to us. Help us, Lord, to navigate it well. And Father, will you stir in our hearts a passion for your words? In Jesus' name, amen. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." And again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I'll give to you," he said, "if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it's written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him and angels came and attended him. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside. And leave. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.